The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. You won't believe what just happened to the same Haitian migrants that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris rolled out the red carpet for during their disastrous four-year reign. The same people who Democrats claim were legally here and contributing to our communities are now packing their bags for a one-way ticket back to Haiti. And the numbers are absolutely staggering. We're talking about 500,000 Haitians who've just lost their protected status and face immediate deportation. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of a rapidly changing world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are actually changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. President Trump's Department of Homeland Security just dropped a nuclear option on Haiti's temporary protected status program. Secretary Kristi Noem didn't mince words. This decision restores integrity in our immigration system and ensures that temporary protective status is actually temporary. So that temporary protected status officially expired as of yesterday. I was almost going to say today, August 3rd, with full termination effective September 2nd. But here's where it gets even better. Trump's administration created a smartphone app that essentially functions as a self-deportation system, encouraging Haitians to voluntarily leave before they get forcibly removed. They're literally making it easier for people to deport themselves rather than face the embarrassment of getting arrested and dragged out. Now, if you don't know, the Biden administration had arbitrarily extended TPS, this temporary protected status program, for Haitians through February of next year, citing gang violence and political instability in Haiti. But Trump's team have determined that conditions in Haiti are now relatively stable as they can be in Haiti. They've improved enough that it's safe for Haitian citizens to return home. Translation, no more free passes for staying in America indefinitely and living at the expense of American taxpayers. Now, of course, you have to remember Springfield, Ohio, right? During the campaign, the same city where Trump was supposedly spreading lies about Haitian migrants during the campaign with Kamala. Well, those 10,000 Haitians who Democrats claim were such valuable community members who were just here temporarily, well, now they're facing the reality check of their lives. Far-left radicals in Springfield are literally holding training sessions to help Haitians try to avoid deportation. So they're training volunteers to learn to accompany migrants to appointments with ICE and provide physical shelter for families facing removal. But unfortunately, like the Texas Democrats who fled their state in this fruitless bid to try to stop the inevitable there, unfortunately for them, the panic in Springfield is very real. And you'll notice, again, this revocation of their temporary status just ripped the mask off these left-wing activists' faces. As far as these, again, remember, these weren't permanent residents. These were never permanent residents. They were temporary protected status holders whose time just ran out. But for leftist radicals who built their entire political strategy on demographic change in the country, that temporary status is nothing less than an impediment to their own political future. So for these left-wing activists, temporary status means permanent political advantage. Now, of course, this Haitian deportation isn't happening in isolation. It's part of Trump's complete transformation of American immigration policy that's producing negative net immigration for the very first time in like 50 years. We talked about this in our earlier video today, but CNN's own data analyst, Harry Enten, admitted the staggering reality that this net negative migration, where more migrants are leaving the country than are coming in, would be the first time there is this net negative migration in the country in the last 50 years. The numbers are mind-blowing, by the way. Net migration is down at least 60% from 2024's 2.8 million, and researchers project it could drop to between negative 500 and 25,000 and a possible positive 115,000 this year alone. So that means more people, if anything below that 115,000 marker, more people would be leaving America than coming in. A complete reversal of decades of demographic trends that Democrats counted on for their electoral strategy. But there's a reason for this. This isn't random. What we're actually seeing here is a repeated pattern of convergence that's happened throughout history. And it's President Trump who is making history yet again. But first, do you remember Biden's debate disaster when he blurted out, we finally beat Medicare? Remember that? Well, it's true, as Trump pointed out. You beat it to death. Medicare touches the lives of millions of Americans, but just like everything else the government touches, it's a mess. And mistakes can cost you thousands. Between confusing rules and penalties and thousands of different plans, it's no wonder so many people are spending more than they need to because they're stuck on the wrong plan. That's why I want to introduce you to a genuinely helpful company, Chapter. Chapter gives you personalized Medicare advice, and they actually work for you, not the government, not big insurance. They search every plan available, even those the other agents skip. And by doing this, they save people an average of $1,100 per year and sometimes more. In fact, Chapter was able to save one couple, Joe and his wife, $3,000 every single year. Chapter's advice is completely free to my audience. No fees, no pressure, just honest help. So if you're already on Medicare or you're about to be, I can't recommend Chapter enough. Give them a call at 919-727-1903 to make sure your Medicare works for you. Most people wish they had called them sooner, so don't wait. Again, that's 919-727-1903. What we're actually witnessing here with President Trump and this mass deportation operation isn't new. It's part of a historical pattern that political scientists call demographic correction cycles. Now, when nations face rapid demographic changes that threaten social cohesion, they very often respond with large-scale removal operations to restore a sense of cultural normalcy and proper social order. So throughout history, and again, we've seen it in our own country, like with the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882 or Operation Wetback back in 1954, America's periodically engaged in mass deportation efforts during times of economic stress and perceived cultural threat. And that's the key. There's a pattern here. These cycles typically occur when three things come about, when really three dynamics end up converging. So first, there is a growing sense of economic anxiety and insecurity, as when American workers fear job competition and the driving down of their wages through a mass influx of migration, particularly illegal migration. Secondly, there's a sense that our cultural identity is being threatened and diluted, where sudden rapid demographic changes end up creating a mass backlash. We actually talked about this in a previous video last week, how back in 2016, in the presidential election there, Trump actually ended up winning overwhelmingly counties that experienced the most dramatic immigration numbers. So in counties, particularly in states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, counties that had experienced the most migration, the highest density of migrants coming in and changing the culture, like in Springfield, Ohio, those counties were most likely to vote for Trump. We saw it again in 2020 and then again in 2024. It was the exact opposite, ironically, of what the liberal globalist elite thought would happen. They thought that if you inundated counties and regions with mass migration, that would inevitably turn these regions blue. But ironically, the exact opposite happened. Wherever migration populations flooded a region, that region pushed back. That region ironically turned more to the right as they saw their culture, their customs, their traditions, particularly their language, threatened. So mass deportations occur whenever economic anxiety peaks, whenever cultural identity feels most threatened. And then thirdly, part of this convergence, the political opportunity emerges. So as long as political leaders just ignore the economic and cultural insecurities of the people, there's not a lot that the people can do. That's unfortunately what's happening right now in so much of Europe, by and large. The bullies in Brussels aren't allowing for the mass deportations that so many Europeans are overwhelmingly demanding. But here in the United States, with the rise of Trump, you actually had a political leader who was willing to capitalize and on public frustrations and was willing to act on those frustrations. And that's exactly what we're seeing here with this net negative migration trend. All three dynamics, the economic, the cultural, the political dynamics, have all aligned to awaken the single most massive deportation operation in American history. And as long as those trends remain in alignment, there is literally nothing the Democrats can do to stop it. Democrats could call it cruel to their blue in the face. American voters call it justice. And the 2024 election proved which side the country supports. All right, gang, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Registration is now open for the America Awakened Masterclass. This isn't just some pre-recorded snooze fest. This is a live, no-holds-barred deep dive with me. Raw, real, unfiltered, just like the early days when Turley Talks lit the fire that built a movement. Now listen, our early bird discount is disappearing fast. Time is short. Click that link, lock in your seat, and be a part of the cultural renaissance rising across the nation. Let's awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a five-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save